When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Sunday, August 11th. Jaguars preseason opener in the books. They beat the Chiefs 26-13 in Jacksonville. Fun night, right? Big-time performance by the Jacksonville Jaguars, in my opinion. Again, it is preseason, right? But you still wanted to win this football game. That was the sentiment coming out of the Jaguars team. Trevor Lawrence talked about it. Head coach talked about it. The Jaguars wanted to win this first football game. They said every time you strap it up, you want to go win that football game. And that's exactly what the Jaguars did, winning 26-13. We're going to talk about this game here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Shout out to Tyler, who said what up last night. Normally, I will have, you know, recaps of games out right after the game. But because it was preseason, because I had some friends in town, decided to wait till this morning to get that done for y'all. But happy to be talking about the game here now. Again, Jaguars win 26-13. We'll take a look at the drives that the starters had, and then we'll talk about some bigger picture things and have a good time here. So really appreciate you being here. Chiefs first drive, they got the ball first. They went out. They targeted Buster Brown on the first play. That's a pro move. That's smart, right? Like, Buster Brown is starting for Tyson Campbell, who tweaked his ankle late in the week, and he didn't play in this game. Nothing to be concerned about for Tyson Campbell long-term, but Buster Brown was starting for Tyson Campbell. The starters played on both sides, right? Buster Brown out there for Tyson Campbell, trying to cover Hollywood Brown. That's a bit of a mismatch, obviously. Hollywood Brown got the first down. He also got hurt on the play. Had an injury I've never heard of. And he had to be hospitalized overnight. So hopefully he's okay, obviously. That's a big piece of the Chiefs offense. And obviously I know Jaguars fans aren't going to be worried about the Chiefs very much. But obviously Hollywood Brown in a big season, you want him to be okay. He's playing for a new contract this year. It looked like on that first run that the Chiefs picked up, Devin Lloyd maybe wasn't gap sound on that one. Maybe got out of his gap a little bit and allowed a big run, so you don't want to see that. But I thought the defense tightened up, certainly. Travis Gibson, he stuffed a run, and then he generated some pressure, forcing Patrick Mahomes to kind of evade the pocket, and this was on a third down. Kind of misfire a little bit for Rashee Rice, who did get open. Buster Brown, it looked like, was trailing him, but then bailed off of that. I'm not sure exactly what that was from Buster Brown, but Rashee Rice was open. He couldn't haul in the low pass from Patrick Mahomes. So the Jaguars defense gets off with no issues, right? Parker Washington, he had a huge return. What a job he did there. Obviously, the Chiefs did get a field goal on that first drive, but overall, I thought the Jags defense did a good job. But Parker Washington, huge return. And he was making people miss. He was running fast. He looked incredible. He was down already when that ball popped out late. And he had another ball pop out later on in the game when he was down again. But maybe you need to work on keeping that thing a little bit more high and tight so you don't have the bang-bang decisions that referees have to make about whether you are down or not. But he had a really good game. Parker Washington was playing awesome. Travis Etienne, not a lot of running room early. You saw on one play, Mitch Morse was unable to pick up incoming linebacker Drew Tranquil, leading to a tackle for loss close to the end zone. It was in the red zone there. So you want that starting running game to perform a little bit better than it did. Trevor Lawrence, he was out there, two drives. He looked great. They've been spamming that Texas route or that angle route out of the backfield, whatever you want to call it. And it's a great play with Travis Etienne's speed. It really is, and they've been doing a good job with that one. So it was good to see him get in the end zone. Good to see the starting offense score a touchdown after that big return from Parker Washington. Getting back on the defensive side of the ball on the second drive, you saw Roy Robertson-Harris get a run stuff, then a pressure on that same play. I think that Carson Wentz evaded four Jaguars defenders, Roy Robertson-Harris, Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, and then Yasir Abdullah finally took Wentz down in the backfield there. That was a big play. I think DJ Coleman did a great job in this game. He had a run stuff on a third down that really helped the Jaguars get off the field there. Trevor Lawrence, again, he came out in that second drive. He hit Gabe Davis on a dig. I wouldn't have put Trevor Lawrence back out there after scoring a touchdown on the first drive. That's just me, though. He hit Gabe Davis on a dig. Then he tried to hit him on a little out route. I thought it was a good throw. Davis couldn't get both feet down in bounds, but I thought it was a good throw. Maybe Gabe Davis and Trevor Lawrence just working on that timing and chemistry a little bit more, continuing to grow as they have not played a lot of football together, right? Overall, starting offense, not perfect, but I thought Trevor Lawrence looked great. Again, the offensive line needs to continue to work to be able to create space in the running game up front with those starters. On the sack that Trevor Lawrence had on the second drive, I actually thought he could have probably let go of the ball. There was some tight coverage, but I think there were some opportunities for him to get rid of the football. Overall, not a big deal there. Starters went out after that, and Chad Muma came in for the defense. He had a huge drive. His first drive out there, he made a run stuff, and then he quickly keyed on a little dump off pass and got a quick tackle. So those were two big plays by Chad Muma. I thought he was looking strong out there. Bethard, he gave Brian Thomas Jr. a shot down the field, came up money. That was awesome. He also was able to give Devin Duvernay a shot late in the half down the field, big touchdown. And C.J. Beathard took a big hit on that play. So C.J. Beathard was out there doing C.J. Beathard type things, you know, gaming a little bit. He's a guy that doesn't always practice the best, doesn't have the strongest arm, not the best athlete, not the biggest guy in the world, but he just is able to make plays in big moments at times, right? I thought Tank Bigsby looked really good. Again, the running game, it started getting going after the starters went out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So I want that to be a focus moving forward, and it will be for the starting group doing a better job throughout the rest of the preseason and in practice. Jaden Hicks, talking about a Chief, he made some big plays for the Chiefs on defense and special teams. He was hitting people a little bit. That's a safety that I think folks should watch out for in the future. I think he's going to be a starter for them for a long time. Cam Little for the Jaguars, they're new kicker, rookie kicker, right? He almost made a 62-yarder to end the half, but he made his first kick. He drilled a 47-yarder later on, a 31-yarder late in the game. He was a little disappointed, I think, kicking the ball into the end zone a couple times on kickoffs, but on his field goal attempts, I thought he did a great job. Again, almost made that 62-yarder, and he has plenty of legs, so good to see Cam Little in a you know, the next step, the next moment, right? He's done a good job throughout training camp. He did a good job in the in-stadium scrimmage that they had, and they tried to put some pressure on him in that one. And then more pressure tonight, getting into your first preseason game and performing well. So Cam Little, he's confident. He's got a strong leg. And I think that the Jaguars might have found somebody there. Thought the Jags defense was very physical. The one area that or time that they really got out physical, I thought Carson Steele, that fullback running back that came in number 42 for the Kansas City Chiefs, was giving them hell. And what a last name for somebody that strong, Steele. He was running like the Man of Steel, I thought. Really tough physical runner. Scored a touchdown, broke tackles. That was pretty brutal to watch the Jags defense just kind of going down to Carson Steele there. But he didn't play a whole lot. Jags defense tightened up after that drive. D'Ernest Johnson, he was running hard. He made a two-point conversion, made some big plays for the Jaguars. Late in the first half, Mecole Hardman. How about him making that boneheaded play? I know the kickoff rules are changing, everything's different, but he grabs the ball, live ball, pulls it into the end zone, kneels it. It's a safety, right? So the Jaguars pick up 2 points there. I thought the Christian Braswell play is awesome. Obviously, you never want to have a receiver down the field wide open catching a pass, but Christian Braswell heads up to try to rip the ball away from him and then race towards the end zone. I thought that should have been a touchdown. So that was good to see from Braswell. And he played smart, physical, tough. He played how he's been playing in camp. I think he's doing a good job. The Jags defense got a sack a little later on. There were three guys there. I think Raymond Johnson was part of that. He's playing very well for the Jaguars in this preseason opener. How about Breland Speaks coming in? Just signed a couple days ago for the Jaguars, wearing number 67 as an edge rusher. Pretty weird to see that. Certainly a strange number choice there, but that's how the NFL is these days. There's a lot of different guys wearing different numbers. He was very active in this one. He did pick up a face mask, but I thought he was doing a good job. Jalen Jackson, talked about it, running back for the Jaguars, making some plays. Told y'all he was going to do a good job, and he did. Now, there was one time in pass pro where he certainly went out there and did his best, but I just think he was a little bit overmatched. Jarian Jones almost had a pick, Jaguars third-round pick out of Florida State. He almost made an interception, couldn't quite haul it in, but he did make a play on the ball, so that was good to see from him. Thought Terrell Edmonds was really hitting. He was hitting some folks out there in a big way. Thought you saw Miles Cole's length and athleticism show up a little bit. I thought he was making a couple plays. Wasn't perfect out there by any stretch. Josiah DeGuara is a guy I've talked about a lot on the channel, doing a good job as a backup tight end. He made some plays out there. Couldn't quite haul in that Mac Jones throw in the end zone that would have been a touchdown, but he made a really nice catch earlier on that drive. I'm looking at the quarterbacks, besides Trevor Lawrence, obviously. We're talking about, you know, who's going to be the number two. Mac Jones is listed as the number two, but C.J. Beathard got the top backup reps in this one. Mac Jones, I think he is more talented than C.J. Beathard. I think he has more arm talent, a little bit more mobility. But C.J. Beathard is a gamer. He is more familiar with this system. I think that Mac's still working on the timing, working on, making sure he's getting rid of the ball quickly. So we'll see how that continues to play out. But overall, I thought both guys did a pretty good job. I thought the Jaguars did out-physical the Chiefs most of the game. Again, outside of that Carson Steele, unbelievable drive for him. The defensive front did a really good job throughout the game. Offensively, you didn't have any turnovers. Nice, clean game. Again, Parker Washington probably needs to keep that ball a little bit more high and tight, but neither of those were actually fumbles. 15 different receivers caught a pass. I thought that was an interesting stat. Like, You were really getting the ball out to a lot of different guys, and that's how it's going to be in preseason. But 15 guys catching a pass, pretty impressive. I liked the running game after the starters. Again, the starters need to do a better job of being able to create space. I think they ran the ball a few times, and only one of them really was a positive run for Travis Etienne. I think listening to Doug Peterson after the game, he was really pleased with the performance and happy they were able to get out of there again. I don't think there were any major injuries for the Jaguars. Obviously, you hope Hollywood Brown is okay. He was just released from the hospital here in Jacksonville, and he'll go back to Kansas City. You hope he's okay, but I don't think the Jaguars suffered any major injuries. It was a clean game overall. 26-13 victory, preseason week one. Doesn't matter overall about winning and losing in preseason, except for the fact that the Jaguars have said they want to win every game that they go out there and play. So they win this one pretty easily. Chiefs did make some boneheaded plays, did have some turnovers. I thought the Jaguars looked like the cleaner team, but this one does not count. We'll see how it goes this week in practice, and obviously we're going to have joint practices with the Buccaneers. Going to play the Bucs this week. Should be another fun preseason week here in Jacksonville. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.